This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and its allies on Wednesday criticized Russia in the United Nations Security Council over missile attacks on Ukraine in a meeting a day after a missile NATO said was a stray fired by Ukraine's air defenses crashed into Poland. Poland said the missile was probably not a Russian strike, easing international fears the war could widen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky disagrees, saying there was no doubt the missile was not Ukrainian. Washington's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council it really doesn't matter.
This tragedy would never have happened but for Russia's needless invasion of Ukraine and its recent missile assaults against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure.
Adding, quote, Ukraine has every right to defend itself against this barrage. The Pentagon's top officer says he tried to get in touch with his Russian counterpart after the missile strike in Poland, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says his staff reached out.
Attempts were made, no success.
Which raises concerns about high-level communications with Moscow in a crisis. At a news conference, Milley says it appears unlikely either Russia or Ukraine will score a decisive military victory. That, plus a potential winter slowdown in fighting, could lead to talks on ending the war. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says that's not up to the U.S.
The Ukrainians are going to decide that, and not us.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the African Union to be included as a permanent member of the G20 on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Brazilian President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is promising to combat deforestation when he assumes office on January 1st.
Tenho obrigação de conversar com todos em igualdade de condições.
The Silva president between 2003 and 2010 is participating at the UN Climate Summit in Egypt, known as COP27. In his first public appearance on Wednesday, Da Silva says his administration would make combating deforestation a priority. He also said he would suggest to UN officials that the climate summit in 2025 be held in the Amazon. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner Volker Turk urged Wednesday Sudanese factions to reach an agreement to end worsening political and economic crises, which deepened following last year's military coup.
Any transition is delicate, and in Sudan, we are at a particularly delicate stage of this transition.
Turk in Khartoum concluding his first official visit to Sudan. Sudan has been rocked by turmoil since Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan led a military coup in October last year that ousted the mainstream civilian bloc from a power-sharing government and triggered widespread international condemnation. Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump's suspension from Facebook and Instagram will stand for now despite his candidacy for president. Meta, which owns both platforms, said Wednesday it had no plans to lift the ban on Trump, which was imposed after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump may not have to wait long to return, however, as the suspension will be reconsidered in January. Over on YouTube, a ban imposed following the January 6th attack remains in place. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, has criticized the platform's decision to boot the former president, but said it will be up to a content moderation committee to decide whether to reinstate banned users. The Australian government has confirmed that Novak Djokovic has been granted a visa to compete in the Australian Open in January, a year after he was deported over his stance against COVID-19 vaccination. The 21-time Grand Slam champion had his visa canceled on public interest grounds on January 14th and lost an appeal against deportation in the full federal court. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles says he's approved Djokovic's application to revoke the cancellation decision because the grounds don't exist anymore. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.